is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice. And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
Welcome to Rogue Talk. I am the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for December 23rd, 2016. And I have got a great show for you today. My featured guest is Miss Samantha Henricks, and I've known Samantha for a long time, and we all call her Sam, but her mom might be happy I call her Samantha at least once. So I've known her for years and years. She played soccer with my daughter Mackenzie, and that's how I got to know her at first. But she's done some pretty amazing stuff in the recent past here, and has some really cool stuff coming up too. So we're going to talk to her. She'll be my featured guest today, and we'll also have the return of the Rogue Talk mascot. We've had him on tape 1 week, and then I've had to do his picks for a couple of other weeks. But he got his driver's license this week, and he's going to be heading down here today. And maybe we can even get Sam to pick a couple of games against him, because he doesn't like that, because he tends to lose when the guests pick against him. So we'll see how that goes. But before we get to that, let's get to some of the news here in Rogue River. And trying to get my technology going, as everybody that all three of my regular listeners know, I struggle with technology. So that's just kind of a running thing on this show. So first of all, the Rogue River Press is reporting this week a robbery at a marijuana grow site out on East Evans Creek Road, around the 14,000 block of East Evans Creek Road. The details are a little sketchy. I've gotten some information from various sources, but what it boils down to is, I guess the workers from the grow site showed up last Friday and discovered who I believe is the owner of the grow site, but that I wasn't even clear on that from the information I can get. But they found him tied up, and apparently the thieves had beat him up pretty bad. I haven't been able to, get a name to find out who this was, or what their condition is. The last little bit of information I can get was possibly he was getting out of the hospital this week. But pretty sad story there. And apparently they went out to Weimer with a U-Haul truck. They got. And again, some of these details are not confirmed. They're a little sketchy, but he got stuck in the ditch or something and had to call a tow truck. One of the thieves apparently stole the owner's 2012 Subaru Outback. So kind of an ugly situation there. But unfortunately, I got to say, not a big surprise with the, and I'll use the air quotes, legalization of marijuana here in Oregon. We're seeing grow sites pop up everywhere, and it's just too inviting for thieves. It's a cash crop. You can't even have a bank account if your money is from, marijuana, because of the federal laws. You can't have a bank account related to your marijuana business. So there's a lot of cash being handled. Of course, the crops itself have already been harvested. I would imagine those are all out. So they were stealing, pot that had already been harvested, and maybe stealing other things. And again, the details are sketchy, but I've got to say, and this isn't a judgment one way or another on the business of marijuana, but we could all see this coming when they were pushing to legalize it. And this is not going to be the last story we hear, because in this area, let alone the entire state, because we're seeing these pot grow sites show up everywhere. So that's going to be an ongoing thing here in this area, and we'll continue to talk about it as things happen. Another interesting story from the past week: the sports practices and the sweater weather get-together were both canceled at the Rogue River Junior Senior High School this past week because of a greenhouse construction project. Apparently, they disturbed an old unused gas pipeline, and there was some gas still trapped in it, and they described it as the gas was burping out, and it was burping out enough that they could smell the gas and were concerned that maybe they had ruptured a pipe, you know, an active pipe. But it turns out it was just an old unused pipe, and everything was fine. But that was another interesting note here in Rogue River. Now moving to local sports, the Junior Chieftain boys basketball team finished their season this past week with an impressive 6-3 record. So good job to the Junior Chieftains, and they ended the season on a positive note with a pair of wins against both the North and South middle school teams in Grants Pass. So great job to the Chieftain boys, the Junior Chieftain boys. And Junior Chieftain girls basketball will start in January after the Christmas break. And moving on to high school sports, the Chieftain wrestlers took a fifth place out of 14 schools at the Myrtle Point Invitational. And senior Johnny Holzman took first at the 106-pound weight class. So he was the lone champion from Rogue River, but a great team finish with a fifth place. And a couple of guys with fourth place finishes were the other highest finishers, and those were Caleb Barnwell and Gavin Decker. So great job to the wrestling team. And finally, in high school basketball, which you hear right here on 94.3 The Bridge, the girls dropped a pair of varsity games this past week. They went to Glide, and they hosted Prospect Charter, lost those two games. Also lost a previously scheduled game that turned into kind of a scrimmage. If you've been listening to the Chieftain basketball or you've been attending the games, you know we've been sending out kind of a super JV team right now. We have so many of the varsity players that are out of action that we've just combined the teams temporarily, and the JV girls have been getting lots and lots of playing time, so it's not going to be quite as competitive as our normal varsity would be. So they lost those three contests this week. The boys dropped two out of three this week. They lost to Glide and to Pleasant Hill, but they won their game at home against Prospect Charter in a game that featured the first varsity dunk by Derek Pratt. He's been trying for some time to get that done. He finally got it done. He got a steal right near midcourt, took it the other way, and threw down a thunderous dunk with the right hand. And it was fun to watch. It was fun to announce. And so kudos to Derek Pratt. And we'll look forward to maybe one or two more of those going on as the season continues. So that's it for our local news and local sports. If you'd like to call the show, and maybe we'll be able to get a couple people in and maybe even talk to Sam if you want to talk to Sam, or you want to get in at the end of the show while we're picking games, we'd love to have you call in. That number to call is 541-299-0498. Once again, 541-299-0498. And if you do call in, the system will put you directly onto hold. You'll be able to hear the show there. And I can't always pick up right away, so be patient. We'll get to you. Anybody that calls in is going to get on the air. I only have two phone lines, so it's not like the Rush Limbaugh show where you'll sit on hold for 3 hours and not get on. You'll get on if you call in, but you may not be talking to me right away. Just be patient, listen to the show, and I will get to you as quickly as possible. So once again, that number, 541-299-0498. And if you have other things you'd like to get a hold of me about, but you don't want to call the show, you can do that at feedback@943thebridge.com, or go to the Rogue Talk Facebook page and you can contact me through the Rogue Talk Facebook page. So when I come back, I will have Sam Hendricks here, so don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When the world seems a little crazy, we are radio you can count on.
You can count on.
94.3,
the Brit of Brit.
SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Start with NFL Thursday Night Football. The New York Giants, who still have not clinched their first NFC playoff berth since winning the Super Bowl 5 years ago. The Eagles ended a five-game losing streak by racing out to an early 14-0 lead and beating the Giants 24-19 in Philadelphia. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson.
We needed a win, and it was a great win for us and very meaningful. But for your quarterback to do that this is just a great, it's not one individual, it's a great team effort tonight, and just so proud of the guys.
The outcome allows Dallas to clinch the NFC East title and home field advantage throughout the conference playoffs. Moving on to the NBA, yesterday it was Boston over Indiana, 109-102. The Knicks stopped Orlando, 106-95. Golden State, 117. Brooklyn, 101. It was Miami stopping the Lakers, 115-107. This is SRN Sports. One other NBA score from yesterday, Clippers 106, Spurs 101. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Devils 4, Philadelphia nothing. Columbus beat Pittsburgh by a 7-1 score, Carolina 3, Buffalo 1. The Lightning over the Blues 5-2, Ottawa beat Anaheim 2-1 in overtime. Boston 3, Florida 1, Minnesota over the Canadiens 4-2. Kings 4, Predators nothing. The Maple Leafs beat Colorado 6-0, Winnipeg 4, Vancouver 1. AP Top 25 College Basketball, third-ranked Kansas beat UNLV 71-53. Other winners included number 16 Indiana, number 19 St. Mary's of California. College football, Idaho and Colorado State combined to produce the third highest scoring game in Bull history yesterday. Matt Lineman threw for 381 yards and four touchdowns as the Vandals won the famous Idaho Potato Bowl 61-50 over the Rams. With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And now joining me in the studio, a good friend and a very impressive young woman, Miss Sam Henricks. Sam, welcome to Rogue Talk.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. So, recently on Facebook, I saw some things popping up there, and apparently you've won a pretty, you're about to be crowned into a pretty prestigious title. Tell me what the NPRA is all about.
So the NPRA stands for Northwest Professional Rodeo Association, and in September they had their NPRA finals, which was held in Prineville, and they also in conjunction hold a pageant where there was 8 of us who tried out. So they put us through, you know, horsemanship things, speeches, interviews. We had to do a class presentation, modeling, you name it. And then it's a point system, so then at the end they, you know, announce category winners, and I was standing in the middle of the arena and they called me out first, so that was pretty exciting to do that. So yeah, and now as 2017 comes in, I will be able to wear my crown and my sash and all that, but right now I'm technically for the next week a lady in waiting. So
okay, now did you win any other or participate in any other similar events to get to this NPRA event?
I tried out in August for Miss Rodeo Oregon. It was my first ever pageant. It was a 4-day long process, and they hold that in Canby. There was a couple other girls that tried out. A girl from Madras ended up winning it, and we actually became pretty good friends. Her name is Kayla, so she'll be the 2017 Miss Rodeo Oregon. But that was my first real tryout pageant process, and once I got through that, I was like, heck, I can do anything, because that was pretty crazy. But NPRA was a little more low-key, but still, it was a three-day pageant, and you know, you're up at 6 and to bed at midnight and you do it again. So anyway.
So a pretty hectic schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And well, that's great. And what kinds of things did you, you mentioned what some of the criteria were or some of the things you had to do. What did you do to prepare for those things leading up to the NPRA event?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but the outfits drives me crazy. You have to have an outfit for like 3 outfits a day, it seems like. So just planning those and getting those, you know, dry cleaned and all ready to go, that's stressful enough. But, you know, you practice with your horse, you practice giving some speeches, you know, public speaking, things like that, as well as studying. So each organization has a rule book that, you know, the bareback riders, the bull riders, all the event rules. So you have to know all those because you'll get asked them in the horsemanship interviews and things like that. So just, you know, be up to knowledge on all that in current events. They'll ask you, they'll pull things from left field from you. So
now when they then, of course, obviously they score all of this, so they determine who the winner is. Do they let you know? Do you know how you finish in each part of that, or is that just a mystery?
Yeah, so they have awards like in general that they'll announce out that don't count for points. So, you know, for just different category awards.
Sure.
But then
sure.
They have, you know, the main like 6 categories that actually count towards the title. So it's personality, appearance, knowledge, horsemanship, things like that. But they will send, after the pageant, they send the rankings. And so they'll see how you ranked in each category. And actually, I ranked 1st or 2nd in each category, which was super exciting to go back and be like, oh, wow, like I didn't do as bad as I thought, or, you know, oh, you know, something like that. But yeah, they send you out those, and then they announce the category awards right there in the arena right before they crown their new queen.
Okay, well, that's exciting, and that sounds like fun stuff. Now, so the way I found out about this was after we became Facebook friends, which was long overdue because we've known each other forever. You sent me an invitation to the coronation. What is that all about?
So the coronation, it's February 18th, and it's going to be in Grants Pass at the Josephine County Expo. And it's like my main fundraiser for the year. So we have like silent auction, a live auction, dessert auctions. We give away, you know, trips and prizes and all sorts of things. But that just raises all my money for fuel, for hotel accommodations, outfits. Like I might be doing the Rose Parade, so it'll cover all my costs for that. But it's the official passing of the crown. So Beth Snyder, she's the 2016 Miss NPRA, and she'll be coming down from Washington to officially crown me that night. So just a community event fundraiser.
So do they hold that? They hold that local to the whoever the winner was
to
then.
The queen, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that you can do some fundraising and get your family and friends, make it where they can attend.
Yeah, they just want the community to be behind wherever the young lady is from. So, like I said, Beth is from Ellensburg, Washington, so she had her coronation up there. But any girl from Idaho, California, Washington, Oregon, or Nevada can try out. It's open to all those states because the NPRA is, that rodeo sanction is all through those states. So, yeah, we mostly get girls from Oregon and Washington, though. But, yeah, it is wherever the girl's from is usually where they hold their coronation.
Okay. And so you had mentioned you had participated in the other, and I apologize, I didn't write this down. What was the other pageant that you were in?
The Miss Rodeo Oregon.
Okay. And we were talking off air, the two different pageants have different affiliations with what organization. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about each of the organizations.
So Miss Rodeo Oregon is sanctioned through PRCA. So that's Pro Rodeo Cowboy Association. And then NPRA is kind of like a sister association to PRCA. So I represent NPRA rodeos. So there's Coos County, Jefferson County, Redding, they're all NPRA. And then something like Canby is a PRCA rodeo. So they just kind of go hand in hand. They're both, I mean, you see the same events. It's not really, if you were just a spectator, you wouldn't know, you know, if you were at NPRA or PRCA, but that's made the main difference.
Okay. And I'm a self-admitted novice to rodeo and riding, and I, I think I told you off air also that I have an ex-girlfriend back from the, back in the day that's hauling around a very expensive tack trunk that I bought. But that's the limit of my horse knowledge, would be purchasing a tack trunk one time. So that's pretty much it.
We don't even use tack trunks anymore.
You know, see, there you go. I, you know, and that's probably a good idea, because when you get that thing full, I mean, it takes three people to move that sucker. But so that's the extent of my knowledge. But I do know that in the past, when I knew that you were riding, you used to ride mules primarily. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned that for these events, you're having to ride quarter horses. Why? What's the reason for that?
Well, PRCA, when I tried out for Miss Purdue, Oregon, and when I was Miss Wild Rogue the past 2 years for Central Point, they're both PRCA rodeos. And PRCA is hand-in-hand with the American Quarter Horse Association. So they want to see you on a quarter horse, you know, promoting their main sponsor. So I just kind of have gotten used to riding a horse. And they want me on, the main thing is they just want me on a horse, on like a stock quarter horse, right? But I still do. Last year I rode in the Rogue River Parade and I rode a mule, you know, just because people know me from there, and that's what they know me for. If I do ride in the Rose Parade, I plan on riding a mule this coming June. So I like to sneak it in every once in a while, but I have a good horse that I ride, so that's nice.
Sure. Now, who originally got you into riding horses?
Oh, definitely my mom.
I thought so.
Yeah, my grandpa, they had Arabs, and they showed and trained and had studs for that. And when my grandpa had bred for a pack mule, and my mom very quickly took that over, and she trained the mule and started riding the mule. And they have mule shows just like they have, you know, horse shows or anything like that. And they're breed specific, so they, you know, you can travel all over and show mules against other mules, and you don't have to compete against horses like you would in high school equestrian team and 4-H and that. So my mom just fell in love with it and has done it ever since. We still have mules at the house, and she shows still, but I've mostly been just doing the rodeo stuff. But
okay, well, and if I remember right, you were winning the equestrian events that you were doing, you were winning against horses with your mule. Is that right?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, that's impressive. And I don't know why, but that stuck out in my mind. I always remember talking about that. And now, again, me being not really aware of how all these things are, let's go back to the pageants. And you mentioned there are some riding portions of that. What kind of riding are you doing? What are you showing in those events?
So for the horsemanship category, we carry a flag. They want to make sure, because you carry the American flag a lot and sponsor flags if you are to be selected the queen. So they make you carry a flag, do a run around the arena, make sure your horse, you know, can handle carrying a flag and you look nice carrying it. Then they make you push cattle, because when you're in like the roping events, you stand in the arena during the rodeos and you move the slack out of the way just to help the rodeo keep running smoothly and quickly. But also then we ride a horsemanship pattern, which is more a show element, I guess you would say, but it just wants to show control. They want to just select a lady who knows how to ride and can handle different situations that she's put in, and just, you know, someone who's confident.
Okay, so how does that compare to the type of riding you would do when you were doing equestrian events?
Well, the pattern is really, really similar. When I was doing equestrian events, I'm showing performance, and that's the pattern is a performance pattern. So that compared a lot. So I think that I'm stronger in those events. I feel more comfortable. I've been riding for years. So when when the pattern, all the girls are all nervous, and I was like, yes, finally, finally, this is my thing. So that compares a lot. But as far as like the cattle and the flags, like that's been new to me for the last couple years, because I, you know, when I showed, we didn't have to really do anything like that. So that's been a little bit of a curve for me.
So you haven't been hanging around rodeos your whole life?
No.
Yeah. So, and now your equestrian work, both in high school and then, of course, in these pageants, has also led you to another new job. and tell us about that job.
Oh, it's a job, let me tell you. No, I coach Grants Pass High School equestrian team. I have 7 girls this year. There's only a couple girls that I have returning, so I have a fairly new team, but it's fun. I love going down there and helping the girls, and if I can just influence them a little bit or help them out a little bit, and you see the little light bulb come on, it's totally worth it for me, even though sometimes I get gray hairs when I'm down there. But it is worth it. And we have our first meet coming up in February. So hopefully, we'll be all set to go and the girls will have a successful first meet.
Yeah, that would be great. And so talking about coaching, back when you were playing soccer, and I got to tell you, people, she was a pretty good soccer player. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if she still plays at all. I know she's had some injuries. But I'm trying to remember, and this will be insulting if I'm wrong, but I don't think I ever talked you into playing basketball, did I?
I played basketball like in middle school, but I was like 5 feet tall, so basketball wasn't my thing.
I couldn't remember. I knew I worked on you pretty hard to get you to play, but I couldn't quite remember if I had gotten you to do that or not. But yeah, usually the ones I have to talk into it, they don't stick with it too long. But you were really a good soccer player, and it was fun to watch. And I guess we've got some open gyms we've been starting up here in Rogue River, and did they contact you to participate?
Yeah, I got a call from the girls' soccer coach for the high school, and he was like, "You want to come down?" But I tore my ACL my senior year of high school in powder puff football of all things, and so I haven't played since then. But I've thought about it. I've thought about going back and helping out, but I'd be standing and yelling from the sidelines because, I'd probably take one wrong move and have to be up again. But anyway, I did get phone calls, though.
Well, they tell you that, because I know Mackenzie had ACL surgery, and they tell you, of course, you can re-damage the one, but you're more likely to damage the other one mm-hmm. after you've had the one repaired. In fact, with her injury, she had a where the tendons come through, the shape of the bone is supposed to be kind of rounded, and hers was more V-shaped. And the doctor said, most likely you're going to tear the other one at some point. And it was like, oh, that's reassuring.
You're like, thanks.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks. I didn't need to know that. But that's an injury that definitely makes you think twice about, especially if you did it in a pickup game, like a powder puff game.
Of course.
Of course, and that's how Kenzie did her. She was playing open gym against the boys playing basketball, not in a game. It's one thing if you do it in a game, at least you were in a competitive environment.
Yeah. Trust me, the powder puff was competitive.
Was I announcing that night? I did announce a few of those games.
Probably.
I don't remember if I was there that night.
I don't know. I just remember no one believed me. They're like, no. Oh, you didn't tear it. You're being a wimp. And I was like, nope, I did.
No, I can assure you, watching lots and lots of soccer games, one adjective can't be used for Sam is wimp. So I am talking to Sam Henricks. She is going to be the 2017 Miss NPRA. Her coronation will be in February 18th. At the Josephine County Fairgrounds. And if you'd like to get tickets to that event, I actually don't have a website. Maybe Sam has something, but you can definitely contact me through the Facebook page, and I'll get you hooked up to get those tickets. I believe the tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for kids, and I forget the age, but you could pay the whole 20 if you want for the kids, because this is a fundraiser, and it's all going to a great cause to Samantha. And so moving forward, now you're in school right now, right?
I am, yeah.
And where are you going to school?
I go to school at RCC. Next couple terms, I'll have a business degree with a media and marketing focus, so that's exciting. A couple more terms left.
That's great. So
yeah.
we could use media and marketing around here. Of course, this is a volunteer job, so it won't pay anything. But that's one thing I'm terrible at, media and marketing. If those Facebook posts get out, that's the extent of my ability to market.
Oh, geez. My Facebook is crazy. I have the NPRA page. I have the Grants Pass High School Equestrian page, and then my page. So I always, my Facebook, my phone just consistently vibrates the whole time. It doesn't stop.
Yeah, well, Well, you had me bugging you two or three times this week and a little bit last week. So, yeah, everybody wants to get a hold of the queen.
There you go.
No, and that's great, though, and that's good to hear. And so after this year serving, you know, as... Is it Miss NPRA? Mm-hmm. Is that what you call it? Are there any other pageants or events or maybe riding events that you're still looking forward to trying out?
My mom's probably listening, so she probably is going to be like, oh, thanks for telling me, Sam. But I do have plans to try out for Miss Rodeo Oregon again. I tried out in August of this last year, so come August again. That is one of my goals that I have. But as far as moving forward with school, after I'm done with RCC, I may go back and try to get a bachelor's, but I do want to take a couple years off to more focus on my queen stuff. And like I said, if Miss Rodeo Oregon works out for me, and then all the girls still at the equestrian team are like, you're going to coach next year, right? So I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I think so. I think so. So, you know, I have definitely plans to go forward with horse stuff. I'll never... not have a horse or a mule or, you know, something like that. Right.
Well, is your mom still riding, I assume?
Yep.
Not that you're old, Lisa. I didn't mean it that way.
No, she is. She's still riding. She's still showing. She made it to a few shows this last year and kind of getting, while I was in high school, she didn't show that much because I had, you know, equestrian team and 4-H and things like that. But now that I'm done with high school and she's been out and she made it to Bishop Mule Days this May, and she did really well there and a couple more shows after that. But yep, still going strong.
Yeah. Well, now that reminds me, because I know very little about riding. Is there a name for the type of riding that you do, or is there a style? I'm remembering bits and pieces of what I remember from my youth, and it's all jumbled up in there. So is there a name to the type of riding or the style of riding that you do?
Well, there's kind of, you break it down to like, you know, a few categories. So like performance events, which would be like English, Western, dressage, trail, showmanship, as you know, the events that are based on you as a confident rider and then how your horse moves, and you know, you put them through patterns and just how easily you can ask your horse to do certain maneuvers. But then they have events like, you know, speed events, barrel racing, pole bending, keyhole, things like that, where it's just you're competing for a time. So it's, you know, you against the clock. They also have cattle events and then cart driving events, things like that. But we showed mostly performance. In equestrian team, I did speed events. I had a horse that I ran barrels with and poles and things like that. But I grew up doing performance, showing English and Western. And that's, you know, what I won a lot of things with in equestrian team was performance events.
Okay. Yeah. And I know someone I know, and I won't mention names because I don't have permission to, but I know one lady here in town that's a barrel racer, and I never knew what it was until I found out that she did it, and I kind of watched it. It's actually kind of cool to watch. It's looks dangerous, though. Is it dangerous?
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Actually, the NFR, the National Finals Rodeo, was just on the 1st through the 10th of December, which is, you know, the PRCA's big finals of the year, right? And there was actually a gal from Salem who ended up second in the world and won a bunch of stuff, and she was just up and coming. But if you watch those girls on TV, it's crazy. And my parents actually went down to Vegas and watched it live, and they, you know, they're so fast and those horses are so strong, and it's a different experience, I bet, watching it live than watching it through the TV. But oh yeah, there's definitely spills and horses taking off and all sorts of things. But yeah, it's not an easy sport, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and any excuse to get to Vegas, right?
Yeah,
am I right, Lisa? I mean, come on. We were just in Vegas as part of a trip into Arizona and Utah, but we started in Vegas and finished in Vegas, and I did see the signs advertising that the rodeo or
the NFR,
yeah. So, yeah, that's cool, and I've never been. I admit, I need to get to one of these local ones, and maybe I'll use you as an excuse to get to one of these. And I'm hoping to attend the coronation. I think that'll be cool, and I'd love to support you in that. And so once again, if I'm going to mention this again, because this is what this show is for. I want to plug things for community events and anything that's great. And of course, Sam lives in Grants Pass now, but she's a Rogue River girl, went to Rogue River High School. And so if you would like to get tickets to her coronation and support her in her endeavors, contact me through the Rogue Talk page and I will get you hooked up with that. Tickets are $20 and the coronation will be Saturday, February 18th. From 5:30 to 11. Imagine you don't have to stay till 11, but I guess if there's a whole lot of things going on. What will be happening at that event, Sam?
So we have a dinner, so you can come and we'll feed you. And then we have a silent auction, a live auction, giving away some cool prizes. And then we have actually a dessert auction, too, which is kind of fun. So, you know, if you don't want to participate in any of those, and but all the auction items is they're all locally donated, so that's cool. So I have, you know, stuff from local businesses downtown, wineries. Dutch Bros has thrown in some stuff for me, so that's just nice because Miss NPRA has, there's never been a Miss NPRA from Southern Oregon before, so I've been really trying to incorporate the local businesses around here just because there's never been a Miss NPRA from here. And plus, the last few title holders have been from Washington. So it's nice to have, you know, me from here, from Oregon, so I can represent, you know, Southern Oregon and then Oregon as a whole.
Yeah, so that's great. So, yeah, if you can support Sam, that it's definitely sounds like a fun event. I'm going to definitely try and make it. And when you mentioned Dutch Bros, I'm sold. So, you know, I might even be able to talk my wife into going with me if you, you know, with Dutch Bros is there. I mean, that's...
There you go.
So, well, I want to thank you for coming in and want to see if you want to, can you stay for the rest of the show? We're going to pick some football games with the Rogue Talk mascot, otherwise known as my son Cameron, and we'll get you to pick some games against him. He hates that because he generally loses. Well, he's 1-1 against the girls that have picked against him. Bethany destroyed him.
Shoot, you have good odds because I have no idea about any of the games.
So we're gonna do that when we come back from the break. But once again, joining me in studio, Miss Sam Henricks, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Federal authorities are warning local law enforcement authorities across the nation that Islamic State sympathizers are continuing to call for attacks on churches and other holiday gathering sites. The warning follows a publicly available list of U.S. churches that was posted on a militant social media site. An FBI spokesman says citizens are advised to maintain awareness of their surroundings and report suspicious activity. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the Obama administration's refusal to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution condemning Israeli settlements is consistent with the position of previous administrations, including that of Ronald Reagan. The council approved the resolution with a 14-0 vote after the U.S. abstained. It calls the settlements a flagrant violation of international law that Israel must stop building settlements. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points. More details at srnnews.com.
A radio station where community matters. 94.3 The Bridge.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N...
No. Just type the numbers, 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley. The United States is resuming a trade fight with the European Union over barriers to American beef exports. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is threatening to bring back tariffs on some products. to pressure the EU into ending a ban on U.S. beef treated with hormones, the U.S. had suspended the tariffs after a compromise was reached. The Justice Department is suing Barclays Bank PLC and several of its affiliates over the sale of risky mortgage-backed securities. The lawsuit seeks to recover civil penalties for fraud from the British bank. The lawsuit accuses the bank and its employees of misrepresenting the quality of the loans they sold to investors between 2005 and 2007. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 23 points. With business.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. I am the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith, and in studio with me today, my featured guest, Miss Sam Henricks, and also joining us now, the Rogue Talk mascot, my son Cameron. Welcome to Rogue Talk, Cameron.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the football picks, and I'll bring up the upcoming schedule for the high school as well, I kind of did my Christmas show last week, a week early, but I thought maybe we could quickly, since we got Christmas Eve coming up tomorrow. Sam, do you have any Christmas traditions in your family that you enjoy or that you're looking forward to? I know they change as the years go on. You know, the traditions I used to have as a kid with my family, I don't get to see my family as much anymore, but then I have my kids and their traditions and stuff. Do you have anything you're looking forward to?
Well, actually, this year, my family's all coming over Christmas Eve, and we're doing a game night, so hopefully there's no separation of family during the game night.
Just don't talk politics.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's the games. It's the competitiveness.
Oh, yes.
My brother is the worst. He's not a very good loser, but that's okay. But yeah, we usually just do something Christmas Eve like that.
Nobody wants to be a good loser, Jake. Don't worry about it.
No, no one does. No one likes to lose. But then Christmas, you know, we just all, you know, the thing, Jake usually has us up at 6 a.m. and we're opening presents and doing stockings and then just eat a lot of food. That's the best part, is the food.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's always the best. Yeah, well, and you mentioned a game night. We've got a similar thing, Cameron. What do we got coming up?
We go to Grandma's house and play bingo.
That's right.
Or traditional bingo that we play every year. Which is always fun.
Summer. Yeah. Lots of prizes. We got, yep. I think last year we did all gift cards, which is, it's kind of evolved over the years. It was little knickknacks and this, and then there was certain things always left over at the end because nobody wanted to win them, and it's kind of evolved into gift cards, and now we fight over who wants to win first so that they can get the ones that they want, whether it's Dutch Bros or it's Fred Meyer or whatever.
Sure. But, I like gift cards, because then I can go shopping, and I like to shop.
That's right.
So, hey, there you go. Nothing wrong with gift cards.
You betcha. I like them too. And so it's kind of evolved, but it comes from a tradition in my in-laws' family. Let's see. This would be, I believe, I don't want to mess this up. I'll get in trouble. But I believe this was on my father-in-law's side of the family, and my wife's great-grandmother would have Christmas Eve in the basement, and they would play bingo, and we would pitch, I guess it was pennies at the time, we would pitch pennies at the stairs, and it was just a really good time. But the thing I remember, and we've kind of lost this part of it because great-grandma's not with us anymore, she had her own recipe for both pizza and a cheesecake, and this wasn't a traditional cheesecake that you would get in the store that's really firm and dense. Very tasty, but it's a different, it's a similar taste and a similar look to it, but it's a softer cheesecake, and man, I would eat a ton of that stuff. And so that was where that tradition started, was in, they always called great-grandma, they called her Gam, and it was in Gam's basement, and a lot of the family from she lived in the San Jose area down in California, and there was a lot of family nearby, so they would all come to Gam's basement for Christmas Eve. So we've tried to carry that tradition on with our kids and with the playing the bingo, and of course, I think recently the food is, we've had pizza, but that's kind of changed. It kind of changes as the kids get older, you know, the prizes change and the food changes, and but yeah, it's a good time, and so Is there any, I'll start with Cameron, is there any Christmas gift that you've gotten in the past that was like, man, that was the thing I really wanted, and something, anything that stands out? And it doesn't have to be something I gave you. I'm not trying to set myself up here.
Now I have to think, because I've had a lot.
Yeah? Nothing sticks out? Maybe your first Xbox or something? No?
No, because I got my... I bought both my Xboxes.
That's true. We always made you guys earn that stuff. Well, we bought you other stuff. You got gifts. It's not like we didn't get you gifts, but yeah, you guys have helped with... or bought most of your Xboxes and your iPads, and mm-hmm. Yeah, we try and instill a little bit of a work ethic at our house. Sometimes we might take it overboard, but better that than living off the state. That's what I think. So what about you, Sam? Do you have any gifts that you remember from your childhood that was like, oh man, I came out and saw that pink bike and it was awesome, or that saddle maybe in your case?
Yeah, I've gotten a saddle before, that's for sure. But I don't know if it was necessarily for Christmas, but it was, you know, a Christmas gift. A couple weeks before, my mom and my dad actually bought me a new, it was a new mule at the time. And I didn't know, I had no idea that what was going on, but the trailer pulled up right into the front door and I ran out and I was like, what the heck are they taking my, why are they taking her? And I opened the door and I didn't even realize it was a new one because the divider was still, you know, in the trailer, and I pull it out and I was like, what did you do? What did you do to my mule?
What did you do to my mule?
I know. And they had bought me kind of the next level up one from me, probably when I was about, 10 or 11 maybe. But my mom just got back from Vegas, so maybe I'll have some Vegas gifts maybe this Christmas.
Well,
who
probably
knows?
Probably depends how they did at the tables.
I know. She did say my dad was on a roll, so... hey, there you go.
Well, that's good. I actually escaped Vegas without doing, well, I won't say any gambling. I gambled a grand total of $5. So,
oh, there you go.
Well, we had these apps on our phones that you could earn rewards, and we'd been playing them. So when I saw one of the games that was on the app, I'm like, okay, I got to play that. But it was like, yeah, I'm not much of a gambler, so that wasn't... That wasn't the focus of our trip, but yeah, if he did good at the tables, then maybe you got something, you know, pretty good coming for Christmas. So I hope you're listening, Dad.
Mom.
Okay, let's admit it. Mom probably pulls the strings in the gift giving categories. I know that's that way at our house. I have very little influence on that. All right, so. We're going to move into our usual third segment, sports picks, but I wanted to bring up the upcoming schedule. And, of course, as we mentioned, I'm really slow with my phone, so we'll bring these things up and find out where the teams are going to be this week. I know tonight we have Chieftain Basketball. We'll have that right here on 94.3 The Bridge. They will be hosting Glendale tonight, and that will be the girls' game will be at 5:30. The boys' game at 7, so if you can't get out to James Martin Court, and I would encourage you to do so, it's a good time out there, and you can come out and see me there. But if you can't make it out there, listen right here on 94.3 The Bridge. So we got those games coming up, and I know the basketball teams are traveling to Gold Beach, and that will be on Tuesday. And I keep looking at Cameron to make sure that I'm getting this right. Tuesday at Gold Beach, I believe the girls' game is at 3:30. I'm double-checking that here. Yeah, the girls' game will be at 3:30, the boys' game at 5 o'clock. And so if you don't want to make that trip over to the coast, you can listen right here on 94.3 The Bridge. And then the Chieftain teams will be back in action next Friday, and we'll talk about that on next Friday's show. And then one last thing. Let's see if the wrestlers have anything going here. I'm bringing that one up here. And Rogue River. Once again, I'm a little slow, but I don't see anything on the schedule. If anyone knows something different, you can call in quickly before the show gets over, and we'll get that out there. So that's what's going on in Chieftain Sports. So let's move to Cameron's picks. So after last week's 2-2-1 record. Cameron's now 34-27-3. And so he had a couple of picks he got right, but the Raiders and Chargers, Raiders were a 3-point favorite. He picked the Raiders and they only won by 3. So in our rules, we count that one as a tie. And then he picked BYU to beat Wyoming. And they did, but they didn't cover the spread. So unfortunately for Cameron, that's a loss. So he was 2-2-1 last week. He's now 34-27-3. And the first game we're going to pick today will be the Cactus Bowl. 10-2 Boise State taking on 6-6 Baylor. Boise State a 7.5-point favorite. We'll let Cameron pick first, make it easier for Sam. So who do you got in that one, Cameron? Boise State or Baylor?
Boise State, I think they'll have more defense than Baylor. You know, Baylor doesn't really have much of a defense. Yeah, the Big 12, and so I think Boise State will win that one.
Yeah, it's been kind of a long year for Baylor. 6-6 record is really not what they were looking for this year, and I'm sure they'll be itching to get a win, but I'm not sure they can do it against Boise State. So what do you think, Sam? Boise State or Baylor?
Oh my gosh, I have no clue.
Okay, well this might help you. Boise State, they're the Broncos, right? Ooh. Or no, what are they? Are they Broncos? And the Baylor is the Bears. So maybe that'll help you.
All right, Boise State.
Yeah,
I figured
if it's a Bronco, I mean, you got to pick the horse
there
one, right? Well, we got some more horses coming up because the next game we're going to pick is an NFL game. This is on Saturday. The 7-7 Colts are taking on the 11-3 Raiders. The Raiders are favored by 3.5. Who do you got in that one, Cameron?
Raiders.
See, that's my son. He's a Giants fan, but he always helps me with my team because I'm a Raider fan. So what do you think, Sam? Are you going to pick the Colts or are you going to go with the good team, the Raiders?
Well, I have a friend that he's a super Raiders fan, so I'll pick the Raiders on this one.
All right, so we're all in agreement on that one. So then tonight in the NHL, we're going to pick a game just because there's not a lot of college games and the NFL games are all over the place this weekend because of the Christmas holiday. So let's pick an NHL game. The Edmonton Oilers are traveling to San Jose to take on the Sharks. We're going to pick this as a pick 'em game, no spread on it, even though the Sharks are favored in this one by a little bit. But who do you think there, Cameron? Sharks or the Oilers?
Sharks.
Yeah, I figured that. He's a Sharks fan. And so who do you got in that one, Sam?
I have never even watched a hockey game ever. Like, never, ever, not even on TV. But, okay, Cameron, Sharks. Sharks it is.
Okay, well.
You say so.
I haven't been to a Spartans game yet here in Medford. So I'm going to get a hold of you, Sam. And you and me and Cameron, we'll head to a Spartans game.
There we go.
You would enjoy hockey. If you like riding horses, which is kind of rough and tumble at times, you'll love hockey.
The only thing I know about hockey is Carrie Underwood's husband plays hockey. He's a hockey player. That's about the extent of my knowledge.
Well, I'll tell you the extent of my knowledge. I don't know who it is because I don't know nothing about Carrie Underwood. Okay, so let's go back to the NFL with this next pick. Another horse, incidentally. I didn't do this on purpose, but the Denver Broncos are taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. The Broncos are 8-6. The Chiefs are 10-4. And it's looking like the Broncos might not make the playoffs. The Chiefs are probably going to get in. I think the Raiders are going to win the division, but the Chiefs, who beat the Raiders twice this year, should get a wild card spot. Chiefs are favored by 3.5. Cameron, who do you got?
Kansas City.
You're going to take the Chiefs. Boy, you're not winning any points with Miss Gibson. Miss Gibson is a huge Broncos
she
fan.
She is.
Yep, so who do you think, Sam? You going to take the Broncos again?
Yep, go for the Broncos again.
Yeah, trying to win some brownie points with Miss Gibson. I don't know why you haven't been at Rogue River High School in a long time. But,
I know.
But it's always nice to be on Mrs. Gibson's good side.
Yeah, she's good to have in your corner. There you go.
Yeah, definitely so. So the last one we're going to pick, we're going to move over to the NBA, and this is the Christmas Day game. The Golden State Warriors, champions of 2 years ago, and last year's champion, the Cleveland Cavaliers, playing in Cleveland, and there's no line on this game yet because there's more games between now and then, so we're going to make it a pick 'em game. I don't I'm going to ask you, but I don't have to. Who do you got, Cameron, the Warriors or the Cavs?
I got the Warriors.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope they'll have Draymond tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully they get Draymond back. And they've been playing pretty good lately. They had a bad first half yesterday, but overall they're really starting to hit their stride with Durant, you know, and that kind of a new team there. So, Cameron, you got the Warriors. Who do you think, Sam? Cavaliers or the Warriors?
Warriors. I actually watched them play in San Francisco.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was my first ever basketball game that I ever watched. And so, gotta go with the Warriors.
So that's the last one we're going to pick. And I know Cameron, he bet Pastor Gigline in that Kansas City Denver game. So thank you, Sam, for joining me. Thank you, Cameron, for being here. And everybody, be good to one another because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge. Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice. 94.3 The Bridge. Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.